If I pivot, I'm going to lose clients. If I lose clients, that means my income dips. If my income dips, I might end up broke. If I end up broke, I can't pay the bills. That's where a lot of our brains go. You may lose clients. You may lose followers. People may unsubscribe. Sometimes the experiments don't work. Sometimes they do. But the point is that you're trying. You're going to have to face some things in public, and that's okay. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to My Non-Expert Opinion. I'm your host, Chelsea Reif, and you are listening to another episode in the Pivoting in Public series, which is so aptly titled, How to Pivot Publicly. So let's get right into it. How do you know when to pivot? Because pivoting means you're changing directions. Changing directions means you're making a really big decision, and you're probably cutting things off, and that can feel scary. So how do you know when you actually should pivot? Here's my opinion, my maybe non-expert opinion, but I've pivoted a lot of times, so I do think I'm a bit of an expert. I feel like you know when to pivot when things feel heavy, they feel like a chore, they're not fun anymore, you're dreading your calls, you're looking at your calendar and you're like rolling your eyes, you're like, I don't want to do any of this. You might even feel miserable, like showing up to your calls. You're like, oh, I really wish they would cancel. You're like secretly rescheduling in your head. You're like, please God, just reschedule. If you're looking at the clock, staring at when the day is going to be over, if you're looking forward to weekends all the time. And I think a huge one is like, if you make a sale and you couldn't care less, you're like, great, literally don't care. Don't care about the money. Don't care about the client. Like, hope they do well, but I'm just so checked out. That is a telltale sign that you're probably ready to pivot. It just doesn't feel like it's gelling well. Like something is off, like a pebble in the shoe energy. That's probably a really good time to pivot. Now, if you're like, oh, I don't know, I'm having a hard time listening to myself, or I just don't know if it's the right time at this exact moment. Another good way to get this type of feedback is your client experiences. Are they giving you negative feedback? Are people not showing up to the calls? Are all your clients rescheduling on you or like not doing their homework? Are you just seeing a decline in overall progress? If you're getting like actual negative feedback in your testimonial forms, if you're getting anxious about all your client communication, like every time you open your email or your Voxer, you're like, I'm so scared of what they're going to say. It probably means there's something internally going on that you feel like I'm not doing my best work because somewhere I'm checked out because I've been ready to pivot and I haven't done it yet. So that's why you're scared, because you're like, I know I'm like kind of halfway in and out the door mentally. And I wonder if the client can feel that. And again, that might be a sign to pivot. I have a quick story about this, so you understand how I've chosen to pivot, is when I was doing mindset coaching, I was taking on a lot of clients. There were weeks where I had like 8 one-on-one calls that were all 90 minutes, by the way. And I would do like 3 a day back to back with like barely any breaks. So I knew it was time to like pivot my schedule. After that, when I realized, okay, let's space these out. Let's break the 90 minutes up into maybe like 2 45-minute sessions. That started to feel better. However, then I had more calls on my calendar. Everyone had 2 calls that month instead of 1. So then I was like, I don't think that was the move either. And then eventually after months and months and months, I also was just emotionally drained. It was the lockdown. I was in a new relationship. The topics I was helping people with were very energetically draining. I was helping people with anxiety, with their businesses, with imposter syndrome, with like money stuff. Like it was a lot. And to be honest, I'm not trained in all that, right? Like I have no business telling people how to sort out their finances when I'm not an accountant or CPA. Like I'm very empathetic and sensitive, and I was taking on a lot of people's energy, and it was really hard for me to clear it and enjoy my free time. So that's how I knew how to pivot too. Like when I had the free time, I wasn't enjoying it. I was anxious on the weekends. I was working on weekends. I was constantly like talking or complaining about it and worried. And that is not the energy, in my opinion, that you should feel like when you're in a business. If you're an overthinker or just naturally anxious, you might feel some of these things all the time. I have a client that has never once given me negative feedback. And every single day I'm like, this is the day. They're going to fire me. They're going to be like, we're done. We've loved you, but we're done. Like, this is over. And every single day I have to remind myself, like, you're fine. Like, you have no evidence. They love your work. They've never said anything negative. They've re-signed their contract. So again, like, anxious overachievers, I hear you, I get you. I can understand how sometimes that can feel a bit overwhelming. You're like, maybe I should be pivoting, but it could just be like something in your process. Something I realize is I just need help with the admin and day-to-day tasks of my clients. I don't need to like shut down that side of my business. I just need help. So that was something where I was like, yeah, I don't need to pivot. I just need help. So yeah, eventually after the mindset coaching, by the way, I finally decided after months and months and months of consideration, I was like, it's time to pivot and like let this go. It was a slower pivot. Like, I remember at the same time that I was doing mindset coaching, I started taking on podcast coaching clients because I did need proof that it was going to work, right? Like, I wasn't just like, woo, done. Hopefully I sign a podcast client. Like, I had evidence that people actually wanted to launch podcasts. And I had enough people in the door and interested that I was like, okay, I think I could make a course. Like, I could start predicting things a little bit more. But at the time, I wasn't just cutting mindset coaching off and then moving to the next thing. But internally, I definitely knew it was time to pivot. So those are some signs. So let's say you're like, yep, I've decided I'm going to pivot. I need to do this. How do you decide to share and when? I am someone that highly values transparency. So I like to bring anyone along for the ride who is willing to listen and wants to hear it. That is why I'm literally doing a series called Pivoting in Public, because that is what I am doing in real time. If you're just tuning in, I have been doing podcast consulting for just about 2 years now. And I started podcast consulting because I had my own podcast for so long. However, naturally, like, the podcast took a backseat a little bit and my work became the focus. I lost a little bit of like the excitement and fun for storytelling, and the podcast started to feel like a chore. Again, going back to like time to pivot, what's going on? It felt like a chore. So my pivot for 2024 was like, I'm going to put more resources and energy into my podcast. I'm also going to put the same amount of resources and energy into my Substack. And I'm still going to do consulting and coaching, but it's just going to take like a supporting actor role, if you will. It's on stage, but it might be like a prop in the back. Meaning, I don't want to be putting like a bunch of resources into social media marketing and ads and like nurture sequences. Like, I really just want to have the clients I work with. I want to sell courses and I want to do workshops. That's like how I'm envisioning my 2024 to go. So then my free time, I can again focus on storytelling, doing this podcast, having video elements, being able to batch record, getting ahead of my writing, like editing, refining, pushing myself to write different styles. Like, those are things I want in my life for 2024. So when it came to like deciding to share, because I value transparency, I was like, I think I'm just going to drop hints until I actually have the decision made, right? I didn't know what I was going to do for a very long time. And again, I don't know that this is going to pan out the way I think it does. The end of Q1, I could be like, that was not a great idea. I need to shift resources again. This is not working. So I might have to pivot again. But I knew I wanted to bring people along so they weren't confused. To me, this is why I value transparency. I would hate for anyone to feel like I ghosted them or didn't explain or like completely walked away on something that they loved. And I understand not every business owner agrees with this, right? I know there's a lot of people that are like, you don't owe anyone anything. You don't owe anybody explanations. You can make decisions whenever you want. It's your business. I understand that, but like, I appreciate transparency. So I want to offer that to my listeners and people that are my clients as well. So when it came to the mindset coaching thing, that's a good example. On my last calls with people, like when we were rounding out their contract, I was like, just so you know, I'm not really going to be offering this anymore. If you want to work maybe like one-off once in a while, I'm happy to maybe offer this, but I just want you to know I'm really like starting to like put more effort into my podcast consulting business, and that's likely going to be my main thing. I started dropping hints on social media too. So then I started posting about like podcasting and interviewing skills and storytelling so that people started to understand like, oh, she's not talking about mindset anymore. Because obviously for a long time I was talking about mindset, self-improvement, spirituality, and I needed to change that messaging if I was going to pivot. So I think also if you don't have your decision yet and you're like, I'm not ready to like share about this huge pivot because I don't even know what I'm doing, share your process. Like, it's okay, in my opinion, to open up and drop hints and even talk about it on air. I don't think that's crazy to be like, I'm struggling right now, guys. Like, I'm figuring this out. I want to bring you along because who knows, there might be someone listening or reading or watching your content that can help you out. I can't tell you, by the way, how much support I got when I started dropping hints about my pivot. People were so fucking nice. Like, I can't even believe people are like, let's do a breathwork session to calm your anxiety down. Or I can tell you're going through something huge. Why don't we do like an Akashic Records reading? Or I can just feel like you're on the brink of something. Like, let's do a consulting day. And I'm like, this is insane. When I announced it and basically hinted that I was pivoting and needed help, the resources and the people came. So in my opinion, that's why I think you should be sharing more. Sometimes, by the way, the hints and the dripping of this pivot might take like years. Literally 2 summers ago, I did a whole podcast episode called Letting Go of Your Inner Good Girl. And that was me being like, I'm not going to do what I thought I was supposed to do, which is like finish the whole mindset coaching thing and see it out for 10 more years. I'm not going to like only talk about nice, pretty, fluffy things. Like, I want to talk about dating. I want to talk about sex. I want to talk about my last relationships. Like, I don't want to be in a box anymore. I didn't actually start doing that until almost 2 years later. So I dropped the hint 2 summers ago, and then it wasn't really until my Substack and making this pivot with my podcast that I started being like, maybe it's time to really open up now. So yeah, I think also speaking it out loud helped me like chip away at it slowly with actions. And again, it took a very long time, in my opinion, like 2 years to finally really commit to what I wanted to do. But that's because I needed to go through the action. I've said this before, like action breeds confidence. I didn't have confidence to make a hard pivot because I wasn't doing anything. It wasn't until I started like telling people and actively trying to pivot that then again, I felt more confident. Sometimes too, I will literally talk about it with guests on the podcast to get their advice. It's like a secret fun of podcasting is you get to pick people's brain and ask them questions. Like there was one podcast where the woman and I were talking and I was like, wait, she's pivoted a lot. I know she's gotten negative feedback online. Like I want to ask her, like I'm want to do the same thing. So I want to ask her. And that was our whole episode. It's like, how do you deal with negative feedback? How do you feel like you're not ghosting people or abandoning your old clientele or like making people feel bad that you want to try something new? And that was the podcast episode. I'm like, oh, this is fun. Like people are getting to hear two people actively go through it. This is a piece of content. This is a documentation of what I'm going through in real time. Like I get to verbally process it. I'm a huge verbal processor. And so sharing it is like not a big deal for me. By the way, I've done this so many times now, right? I was a yoga teacher, then I was a mindset coach, then I did podcast coaching. Like I've done it enough and I have evidence that people aren't going to hate me and be mad at me and throw tomatoes at my car, right? Like obviously that would never happen. I don't even live in the United States and I don't have a car. But I have enough regulation around my nervous system now because I've done it so much that that evidence helps me understand this is going to be calm. You don't have to worry. You're okay to make this pivot without like the world hating you or getting canceled or whatever the fear is that's coming up for you. And speaking of fear, I know that's the biggest thing that comes up with pivoting is you start to go down that mental spiral of if I pivot, I'm going to lose clients. If I lose clients, that means my income dips. If my income dips, I might end up broke. If I end up broke, I can't pay the bills. I'm going to get kicked out. I'm going to get evicted. I'm going to live on the streets and I'm going to end up literally unhoused, begging for money on the side of the street. Now, I know that sounds extreme, but that's where a lot of our brains go. I have run through this scenario where I'm like, okay, worst case scenario, I'm going to have to like go home and live at my parents and like do chores and ask for money. Like I have thought of like the ultimate last resort destination of like what would happen if all those worst case scenarios really happened. The reason I don't get to that spiral now is again because I have the evidence that that's not going to happen. If you don't have evidence, by the way, and you're like, I've never made a pivot, I don't know what to do, I think you can find evidence from listening to other people and seeking out this information. Example, this podcast. There are other podcasts that talk about this all the time. People will literally tell you, like, I just rebranded. This is my new era. I'm stepping to my new chapter. Like, those podcasts always help me. Reading articles, reading books, hearing guests on podcasts. Like, this stuff has always, always helped me. And here's a hard truth is, like, yeah, you may lose clients. You may lose followers. People may unsubscribe. But one of my mentors taught me this is like unsubscribes or people that aren't following you anymore is a gift from God because you are now allowing them to separate peacefully and go on their ways and find the mentors that they need. And you can find the matches for you that are meant for you. When you're in that gray area energy and you're like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I've experienced this when I was going through the yoga teaching thing, then mindset, then like podcasting. I remember my own family was like, I have no idea what you do. I don't know what to tell people what you do. And that made me feel insecure because I was only year one in business. And I even remember my brother being like, someone just asked me what you do. And I said, you did yoga. And I was like, I haven't done yoga in like a year. And he's like, oh, I thought that's what you did. And I'm like, oh, great. Now that sent me into a tailspin of like, am I not clear enough? Like, do people not know this? Am I bad at my job? Like, again, it created a lot of insecurity. And I realized I need to be a little more transparent and like black and white and more loud about what I'm doing. So I think that's what really inspired this series too of like pivoting in public is I want you to know what my next steps are. And I want it to be clear because I don't want to be in that gray area. Humans, we have so many gray areas. We are the most complex, nuanced, complicated creatures on earth. But when it comes to like content creation and business, I don't want to be so gray area that you don't know how to support me, right? This isn't about being gray area multi-hyphenate. I don't care if you're like an editor that also makes rings on Etsy and also sells pottery. Like, I don't care. That's not what I mean by gray area. I mean, say that. Like your bio, like say, like I make pottery and I film documentaries and I make really cool rings and sell them at the farmer's market. Like keeping people in the loop and having opinions and stances on things is what makes people put their guard down and trust you. There's one influencer I know that pivots so much that I've actually started to lose a bit of like interest and trust because it always feels very private and in the dark. And I can understand that people are processing things right. I'm naturally an oversharer and I can completely understand why people go through things in private. But it's just happened so many times and so many years in a row now that it's hard for me to understand what's going on because they don't keep us in the light. So when they're constantly like doing things in the dark and silence, never updating us. And then like, boom, I'm back. And then they go back in and I'm like, I don't like that. And I don't want to be that person. So for me, pivoting in public is also a matter of like not being in the gray areas, taking strong stances, saying your opinions and being okay with changing your mind. Right. I could tell you, I don't know, next week I might have to do an episode and be like, guys, something happened. I changed my mind. Everything I talked about didn't work out. And again, it's okay. Like, we're all in business. We're all trying our best. We're all experimenting. Sometimes the experiments don't work. Sometimes they do. But the point is that you're trying, right? You are trying in public and you're gonna have to face some things in public, and that's okay. I think it makes you more human. I think people trust you more. I think you build more credibility because you're like, I'm doing the same shit you are. I'm struggling. Someone said, oh, I think you pivot so gracefully. Like, I never know that you just went through a pivot. And I'm like, really? I feel like it's chaos on the back end. Like, I feel like it's obvious that I'm bad and scrappy and like throwing shit at the wall and have no fucking idea what I'm doing. Like, in my mind, that's how people were perceiving me. And she's like, not at all. And so reminder too, that the way you see yourself is definitely not how others see you. So if you're having any fears of like losing followers or clients or money, et cetera, I think you need to find evidence for yourself of why that's not true. You can also build financial stability. So when you do pivot, you're not freaking out about money, right? Like save a ton of money and then pivot, or do it slowly in little baby spoonfuls. Like, okay, I think I'm going to like try this. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to take the next step. Then we're going to go up the mountain and a little next step. And then we get there, right? And then eventually you're at the top of the mountain. I feel like that's how a lot of my pivots are. Like I've announced them and then I've taken my time. And then eventually I'm like, okay, I made a decision and here we are. So like I said, my pivot is in my non-expert opinion and Substack are really going to be the main actors of 2024. Everything else I'm doing is supporting roles. That doesn't mean they're off the stage. It just means they're taking a little bit of backseat. And I want to bring you along for the ride to document this whole process and see how it goes. I might fuck up. I might decide to change my mind. I might leave the industry and go get a full-time job. I have no idea. But the point is, like, I want you to be on this ride with me. So that's it. Let me know what you think. Let me know if this is helping you make a pivot. I would love to hear your success stories, like maybe a time where you thought a pivot would go terribly and you were going to lose everything, but it actually opened the floodgates financially or energetically. I love hearing stories like that. So go engage with my Spotify poll. I always have a poll and a question up, or go write a review on Apple Podcasts and I will enter you into a giveaway to win a one-on-one session with me. Take a screenshot and send it to info@chelseareif.com or @chelseareif on Instagram. And again, you'll be entered into that giveaway to win a one-on-one session with me. All right, y'all, you know what to do. You know what to do. You share this in the group chat. You share it in your newsletter. You airdrop it to everyone in the cafe. You pull it up in the Apple stores. Just kidding about that last one. Maybe not. But anything that you do to support this show is so, so appreciated. It does not go unnoticed. So thank you so much for listening. This is In My Non-Expert Opinion. I'm Chelsea Reif, and I'll see you next week.